Today's Amud is Tainis Vavam Abiz. We're holding on Vavam and Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Bishlama Revia Rishaina. So we finished discussing the different Zmanim for the different Reviyas, the three times for it to rain during the winter. And now ask the Gemara, that Bishlama Revia Rishaina, I understand why it's important to know when the Zman for the first rain is. The Braisa went through when the first Zman, when the first rain is, the second rain, the third rain. I understand the significance in knowing the first rain, because that's Nageya for Lisho. It's Nageya for when to start saying V'sein Talamatu Levracha. Once you hit the first Zman of the Geshem, so that's when you want to start asking for rain, because that's the Zman for Geshem. Shlishis, I understand why it's significant to know when the last rain is, when the third rain is, lehisanis, because it's important to know with regards to fasting, because then you know that once you get to that date and it still hasn't rained, okay, something's wrong, we have to start fasting. That's already the latest possible time for it to rain, or the latest regular time for it to rain, so therefore that's when you're going to start fasting. It's important to know that date. But Shnia Lamai, ask the Gemara, what's the significance in knowing when the middle rain, when the second rain is? The first one, when to start asking for it. The third one, when to realize we're in trouble. What's the significance of the second one? So says the Gemara, four different terutza. Terutz number one, Amar Bizera. Reb Zera says, L'nedarim, it's Nageya Tehilchis Nedarim. That now we learned in the Mishnah. The Hanoider Ara Geshamim. If a person makes a neder, and the Nusuch of his neder, is he says a certain thing until the rainy season, Ara Geshamim. Or he says, Mishiyardu Geshamim, when it starts to rain. Again, it's the same idea. So the halacha is when does the neder go until? Achateirid Revia Shnia, it's until the middle rain. That's considered this man of Geshem. And therefore, that's the significance of knowing when this Revia Shnia is with regards to this halacha in Hilchos Nedarim. Rav Zvid Amar, a second teretz, that why is it Nageya the second Revia? Lezesim, it's Nageya for olives. What does that mean? Did not we learned in the Mishnah that Me'emasai Kol Adam Utarim Beleket B'Shichu B'Peya. So the halacha is that if a person he has a garden, he has a farm. So he has to leave over certain matanos, certain gifts for the aniyim. Amongst those gifts are leket, shicha, upeya. Leket is the things that he misses when he's harvesting his field. Shicha is the things that he completely just forgets about. And peya is the corners of the field. So these matanos aniyim, so he has to leave it over for the aniyim. Now, if let's say, the whole year, 10 years, 20 years, he has to leave it for aniyim, avada not. At a certain point, becomes hefker, we could assume that the aniyim aren't coming to get it. The shaila is what is that point? When could you assume that the aniyim aren't coming anymore for whatever it is that's left from the leket shechu upeya? So says the Mishnah, it's mishiyelchu hanemushais. It's once these nemushais go through the field, so then already you could assume that no one else is coming. The nemushais were already the last people to go. No aniyim typically went after these nemushais. Who these nemushais are, we'll discuss in the hemshech of the Gemara. But once these nemushais, who are like the last people to go, once they go through the field, so then all the aniyim assume, okay, all the leket shechu peya is gone. They're miyayish from ever getting anything else. And memelo, the rest of it, if there is anything left, becomes hefker. That's when it comes to leket shechu peya. But peru ba'ilulais, which is by grapes and olives, it's different clusters. Peret is the clusters that weren't harvested, and oilites are the clusters which didn't really make it so well. So these, it's mishiyel chuaniyim bekerem. So v'yavoyu. So then when it comes to a vineyard, when it comes to grapes, so this man, when it becomes hefker, and that anyone could take it, it's when the aniyim go through the kerem and when they come back, which is really an earlier zman, and the Yerushalmi and Peya and Parikhes, Halacha Aleph explains that the reason why by grapes we have an earlier zman, we don't have to wait for the nemushais, is because grapes are more chashav. And therefore the aniyim assume that grapes, which are more chashav, they're probably gone already. Whoever wanted it probably already took it. They assume that that it was already taken faster because it's more chashuv, because it's better, and therefore they give up on it quicker. Since they give up on it quicker, v'meilu it becomes hefker quicker, and then anyone could come and take it. That's when it comes to grapes. And b'zeisim, by when it comes to olives, it's mishateired revia shnia. It's when you have the second rain. That's what's significant to know when the second rain is, because that's when olives become mutter to everybody. And here as well, the Yushalmi again in Peya and Parakas Halacha Aleph explains that when the olives become ready for harvesting, it's already very cold outside, and therefore you don't have to wait until the nemushas go, because people are typically miyayish already before then. It's already so cold, they're not going to go so late into the season, into the fields, and therefore they're miyayish much quicker. And the Meiri adds that the reason why specifically we wait until the Revi'a Shnia is because when it comes to olives, already by the Revi'a Shnia, if there's any olives that are left out, so they become a little bit destroyed from the rain, and therefore people don't want it anymore after that point, and mamela they become hefker, and that's when they're mutter l'kol adam. For Linyanenu, the reason why we mention this is because that's why it's important to know when the Revi'a Shnia is. It's with regards to this halacha of olives. Now, before we continue with the third teretz of why we need to know when the Revi'a Shnia is, the Gemara just goes back and explains that my nemushais, what are these nemushais that we said? Now, when it comes to tfuah, so then we said, when it comes to leket shechul peya, it's mishiyelchu ha-nemushais. What are these nemushais? What are these nemushais? They're the last ones to collect, and after they go through, so then everything becomes hefker. So says the Gemara to Machlekes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's save de azli atigra. It's the old men that they walk on their canes. And being that they walk on canes, they walk so slowly, they really see everything. They're going to see if there's any leket shechul peya that's left over, they're, or at least people assume, that they're going to see everything. And Mamela, once they go through the field, so then everybody else is miyayish, and at that point you could go ahead and you could take it. Or Reish Lakish Amar, a different pshat, that what are nemushais? It's lekute basar lekute. It's the collectors after the collectors, which Rashi explains means that sometimes an ani will send his son to go afterwards, after he already went through the field, he'll send his son to go through the field after him. So once the son goes through, that's the nemusha, that's the lekute, basa lekute. So then once he goes through a second time, so then you could assume, the aniyam assume that he already found everything, and therefore the miyayish, and they're not going to go through the field anymore, and the leket shechul peya become hefker lakol. I once saw B'Shem the Chazanish, he pointed out an interesting yesod in Limud HaTorah from this Gemara. That you see from this Gemara that there's two types of people that everyone assumes that they see everything. And we assume it and accurately so, meaning rightfully so. That they typically, they're going to see all the remaining fruits, all the remaining leket shechul peya. And what are these two categories? Number one, it's the old man on the cane. It's the people that they walk very, very slowly. They're going to see all the things, all the pieces, all the tefuah that the other aniyim who went through the field didn't see. And the second category is the lekute basa lekute. It's the person who went the second time, or he sent his son to go a second time. He's going to see things that other people didn't see. And said the Chazanish, it's the same way in Limud HaTorah. How does a person see the hidden gems in the Torah? How does he see the things that other people might have missed? Two ways. Number one is if you go very slowly. If you learn Be'in, you take things slowly and you're me'ayin in every prat, so then you're going to see unbelievable things, you're going to see things that other people might have missed, you're going to see these hidden gems. And the second category is the person who does chazara, the person who after he learns it again, he learns it again, he goes through it again and again, the lekute basa lekute, he also is the type of person who sees the hidden gems, he sees things that other times a person might have missed. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says a third pshat, and what is it, and why is it significant to know when the Revi'a Shnia is? Says Rav Papa, it's kedei lahalich b'shvilei harishus. It's nageya, using someone else's, let's say, backyard as a shortcut, if you want to walk through his yard. Da Amar Mar, mahalchin kol adam b'shvilei harishus. You're allowed to typically walk through the shvilei harishus. Achetei Revi'a Shnia, until you hit the Revi'a Shnia. Because once you hit the Revi'a Shnia, then the ground is already very moist, and when you walk through this person's property, so you're going to make it all muddy, you're going to destroy his produce, you're going to destroy his field, and therefore at that point you can't walk into his field anymore. So that's another nafkamina in knowing the Revi'a Shnia. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, a fourth pshat, that why is it Nageya the Ravi Ashniya? Levair Peiroi Shvias. It's Nageya to the halachas of Shemitah, to the halachas of beer, Peiroi Shvias. The halacha is that the fruit on Shemitah become hefker, you're allowed to take whatever it is off the tree, out of the field, and you can bring it into your house and you're allowed to eat it. However, there's a halacha, as we'll see soon, we'll read it inside, that once that whatever food item that you have is no longer available in the fields for the animals, so then you're not allowed to have it in your house anymore, then you're chayiv in beer. And so machlokes rishayim exactly what beer is. Some learn it's kipshutai, it means you have to actually burn it. Some say you just make it hefker. Different machlokes rishayim exactly how to accomplish beer, but that's when you become chayiv in beer shvias. Now, like we learned in the Mishnah, ad masai nehenin v'sarfin b'tevenu b'kash al shvias, for how long could you continue to be nene and to be burnt to use as, I guess, as firewood, the tavern and the kash of Shemitah? It's achetereid revia shnia. It's until the second rain. Now, my timer, what's the significance of the second rain? Because the pasuk says, "V'lehemtucha v'lechaya asher baritzecha." Now you're allowed to eat the fruits, and it should be for your animals and for the wild animals that are inside of your land. So we dash it from here that kozman shechaya aichelus b'sode. So then, hachel behemtucha bebayis. The chayos typically lived outside the house. So it says that all the kozman, that the chayos, that the ones, the animals in the, that are in the fields, they have what to eat. So then you could continue giving the behemoths, the domesticated animals, the ones that live in the house, you could continue giving them to eat from the produce, from the whatever it is that you took for yourself inside of the house. However, kala l'chayis min asada, so then kale l'vehemtucha min abayis. However, once there's no more of that food outside in the fields for the chayis, so then you have to get rid of it, and you can't have it for the behemoths anymore, which again, getting rid of it could either mean literally burning it, or it just means making it hefker. But al kaponim, that's what's nageya, the revia shnia, because that's when the tfuah and the kash, that's when the tevin and the kash, rather, that's when they become all unedible anymore, even for the chayis. Once it rains, the revia shnia, so then already the kash and the tevin, it becomes unedible for the chayis that are in the sadeh, and therefore that's when the zman beer is for you to get rid of it from your house. So again, that's a second nafkamina in knowing this revia shnia. With regards to this one, it could be that it's actually has to actually rain. I mean, until now, revia shnia might have just meant just when it's the zman for it to rain, like lamashal by a neder. If a person makes a neder, ad gishamim, so we said he has until the revia shnia. Let's say it didn't end up raining that year. He would still have until the revia shnia, because it's about a certain zman. But with regards to this halacha, so then l'chayra, it's going to be totally that it has to actually rain b'payel. It's going to have to actually rain. That's when you won't have it in the sada anymore. In memela, that's when you'll have this man beer to get rid of it from your house. Says the Gemara right there now. That I'm Rabbi Avayu, my Lashon Raviyah. Where are we getting this Lashon from? We're calling it the Raviyah Rishayna, Raviyah Shnia, Raviyah Shlishis. What's this Lashon of Raviyah? Why is the rain season called the Raviyah? Says the Gemara, because it's a davar shereveya es akarka. It's a thing which penetrates the ground, which is really a mashal to a husband and wife. And says the Gemara, which is kidrav Yehuda, dam rav Yehuda, that mitra ba'alo da'arahu. That the rain is considered like the husband of the ground. The ground is the isha, and the rain is the ba'al. That's the mashal that we use for rain. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki kasher yered hageshem v'ashelig min hashemayim, v'shama lo yashav ki imhirva es haaretz, v'haylid. So you see, the Torah uses, when it comes to rain, it uses a lashon of haylada. When things that then grow, it says it's b'haylida, that it gives birth, that the ground gives birth. You see, we're using expressions of husband and wife and ishus with regards to the rain and the produce then growing afterwards from the ground. That's the type of language that we use when speaking about the rain and its relationship with the ground. V'am Rabbi Avayu, it says that brings the Gemara now another member from Rabbi Avayu, also about the rain. The Raviyah Rishayna is Kedesha Tered B'karka Tefach. You want to know what's considered the Raviyah Rishayna? We said, so Raviyah Rishayna is considered that you had the first rain, if it rained enough that it saturated the ground for a thickness of a Tefach. If it saturated the ground with that thickness of a tefach, so that's when it's considered that you had the revia rishayna. Shnia, it's kidei lagov ba pichavis. It's the amount of rain that would be necessary to moisten the ground enough that you could make a lid for a barrel, which is mavur in the rishayna, that that's a little bit less than tefach. Amar Rav Chista said that Kishamim Sheyardu Kdei Lagov Ben Bichavis Ein Ben Misham Va'atzar. That once you have rain, that it saturated the ground enough, that you can make a chavis, a lid for a chavis, for a barrel, from that mud that it created, so that's already not considered va'atzar, which means that it's not included in the curse that we read about in Kriya Shema, of va'atzar sashamayim, that you're not going to have rain. Once you have this amount of rain, so you can't consider it a cursed winter. Va'am Rav Chista said, that kishamim sheyardu kaidam va'atzar, so here the Gemara, here Rav Chista uses va'atzar in a different context. Here the way Rashi explains is that Rav Chista means is that if you have rain that comes before va'atzar, which means before the zman of Kriya Shema, if it rains before zman Kriya Shema, when we read this pasuk of va'atzar, so then ein behen mishum va'atzar, so then that's not included in a cursed year, a cursed time of va'atzar sashamayim. If it rains before va'atzar, so then that's not included in va'atzar. If it rains before zman Kriya Shema. Now Abaye explains, Amar Abaye, lo amran ela kaidam va'atzar d'orta. That's discussing if it rains before the Zman Kriya Shema of Kriya Shema Shalaila, nighttime Kriya Shema. Aval Kaidem Kriya Shema Ditzafra, Aval Kaidem Ditzafra, but before Kriya Shema in the morning, meaning if you have a very early morning rain, Aval Kodem Va'atzar Ditzafra, if it rains before the Va'atzar, the Zman Kriya Shema of the morning, meaning it rains very early in the morning, Yesh Behen Mishom Va'atzar. So that could still be considered a cursed year, a cursed day. That's not a blessed, that's not a Gishmei Bracha. When it rains that early in the morning, that's not Gishmei Bracha. The Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, it's like that which Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak said, that Hani Anani Ditzafra, less Behu Meshasha. That the early morning rain, so that doesn't have much significance, that's not considered Gishmei Bracha. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, Ma'ase l'cha Ephraim, Ma'ase l'cha Yehuda, V'chas t'chem kanan boiker. Now what can I do for you? Your chesed is like a morning cloud, meaning it's worthless. It doesn't help for anything. That and so you see the mashals to a morning cloud, you see that the rain that happened that we get in the morning, that's not included in Gishmei Bracha. Now ask the Gemara, is that true? Rain, early morning rain is not a good thing? Amrle Rapapala Baye, Rapapa asked the Baye, V'amri Inshi. But I'll ask you from something which people say. People say it all the time, that b'miftach bavei mitra, it's an expression that people use, that if you open up the door in the morning and there's rain, so then bar chamara maich sakach uginei, so the donkey, the one who sells his wares, the donkey driver who sells, who goes around selling things, he should just roll up his bag and go to sleep. No one's going to buy anything because they're going to have so much of their own tefuah, they're going to have so much of their own food, and therefore he has no parnas of that day. So you see that it's a good thing. It's a good thing if it rains in the morning. So says the Gemara like Kasha, had the Asa Mitra Meikara, whoops, had the Kater Be'eva, had the Kater Be'anane. It depends. Once is it a good thing, that's if it's Kater Be'eva. That's if the Shemayim is filled with these thick clouds. Thick clouds, even in the morning, that's already considered Gishmei Bracha, and that's when we tell the donkey driver who's selling the Tfuah to roll up his sack. He's not going to have any Parnasa because everyone's going to have so much food that year. And that which we said, that rain in the morning is not Gishmei Bracha, had the Kater Ba'anane, that's when you have these thin clouds. When you have thin clouds in the morning, that's mamish worthless, as opposed to if you would have those exact same clouds later in the day. If you have those types of clouds in the morning, that's going to be worthless. And therefore, that's what we meant when we said that when it rains in the morning, it's not a good thing. Now, before we go weiter, we'll just point out, it's interesting, in Aramaic, so we have two words that are spelled exactly the same, but they have two completely different meanings. And that's this word that we just read of Ches Mem Reish Aleph. Ches Mem Reish Aleph, when you see the word Ches Mem Reish Aleph in the Gemara, at sometimes it means wine, and sometimes it means a donkey driver or a donkey. And the question is how do you know which one is which? So I once learned from a taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael, and he for whatever reason he told me that he knew Aramaic. His parents spoke to him in Aramaic, and one of his examples when he wanted to show off that he knows Aramaic, so he asked. He said, "How do you say wine in Aramaic?" So I said, "What do you mean, chamra?" So he said, "Okay, now how do you say donkey in Aramaic?" So I said, "Same thing, chamra." He said, "No." He said, "Wine in Aramaic is chamra. Chamra is wine. How do you say donkey or donkey driver? A donkey is a chamara. Chamra is wine. Chamara is a donkey." That's the word. I'm just the way to differentiate between the two words. Although when you read it in the Gemara, you're not going to have negudais. But But that's just the difference in the pronunciation between the two words. That wine is chamra and donkey is chamara. I looked in the Masifta afterwards to see over here on this Gemara if they put the Nekudas in correctly, and they taka they did. They have over here, normally they write chamra, and over here they wrote chamara. I guess they had the same taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael. Al-Kabanim says the Gemara Vayter now, that Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, that Tavo Lashata, the Teves are Malta. That it's a good thing for the year if Teves is an Almana. What does it mean for Teves to be an Almana? So we just got through saying that the rain is considered like the husband of the ground. So if Teves is an Almana, it means it doesn't have a husband. It means there's no rain. So it's a good thing for the year if Teves doesn't have rain. It's good when Teves doesn't have rain. It says the Gemara two explanations. Some explain because then it won't be bar, it won't be empty, the Tarbitze, the Mekaymes where they're Marbitz Torah, the yeshivas won't be empty. If it's rainy, so people have a hard time traveling and getting to yeshiva. If it doesn't rain during Teves, it's a good thing because then people, they'll be able to fill up the yeshivas. V'yikadamri, deloy shakel shudfani, is because then you won't have all the psoilas attaching itself to the tfua and to the things that are growing from the ground. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that true? That we want it to be that Teves doesn't have rain? V'amar evchista, tava l'shata, the Teves minvalta. Mamish, the opposite. That it's a good thing for the year for Teves to be a manovo, meaning for there to be tons of rain, tons of gashem. Says the Gemara, l'kasha, ha da'asa mitrame kara, ha deloy asa mitrame kara. One's talking about where it already rained that year before Teves. If we already had rain, so then it's better if Teves doesn't have rain so people could get the yeshiva. And ha deloy asa Mitrimekara, now which we said that we want Teves to have a lot of rain, that's if it hadn't yet rained until then, so then it's worth it, we need to have rain, so then it's better if Teves would have a lot of rain. V'amar Avchista, another member from Avchista about the rain, that Geshamim sheyardu al miktsas medina val miktsas medina lo yardu ein ben mishon v'atzar. If you have a city, a country, a medina, that on part of it rained, and on part of it didn't rain, so that's not considered a curse. Ein ben mishon v'atzar. As long as in part of the medina it rained, so that's already considered gishmei bracha, or at least it's not a curse. Aini asked the Gemara, is that true? V'aksiv, but the pasuk says, it says, v'gam anoichi menati mikem es hageshem bo'i shloisha chadashim l'katzir v'imtarti alir achas alir achas lo yamter chalka achas. It says that I'm gonna give you a curse and it's gonna rain on part of the city, and on part of the city it's not gonna rain. So you see that's considered a curse. When it rains only on part of a city, that's considered a curse. Amarav, that shtayan leklala. That not only is it's a curse for both cities. Even on the city that, the part that does rain, even for that part it's a curse. Because they're gonna have too much rain. So says the Gemara Hagufa, that's the Tarot. It's like Asha, ha da'asa tuva, ha da'asa kedemi ba'ile. When you have too much rain in the part of the city that it does rain, if it's too much, so then they're both a klala, because the too much rain, the excess rain, it's gonna ruin all the tfua in that chelik of the city, in that chelik of the medina, in which case it's gonna be a klala for both parts. The part that had the rain had too much, and the part that didn't have the rain didn't have rain. And ha da'asa kedemi ba'ile. When we said it's not va'atzar, that's if when in the part that it did rain, you had just the right amount of rain. Because then they'll help out the other part of the city. They're all the same medina, it's all the same city, they'll help each other out, so that's when we say it's not Vatsar, when you have the appropriate amount of rain. Amar of Ashi, Dekanami, and I'll bring you a raya that Pasuk is talking about, where it rained too much, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, the Lashon of the Pasuk over there, by that curse, it says Timater. It says on one part of the city, there'll be Timater, you'll have rain, and we could darshan the word Timater as Tehe Makoy Matar. It's gonna be a place that's just filled with rain, too much rain. So you see, Shramina, it's specifically in that case. It's specifically in that case, where in the Chelik, where it rains too much, that's when we say it's a curse for both parts. But if you have it that it rains the right amount, so then it's not va'atzar. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rabbi Avayu, back to Rabbi Avayu, says Rabbi Avayu, that me'emesai mevarachin al geshamim, when do we make a bracha on the geshem, like the Gemara in Bracha says, the Mishnah and the Testament Aleph, that we make a bracha on the rain. So when do we make a bracha on the rain? Says Rabbi Avayu, Mishiyatza Chasan Likres Kala. When the Chasan goes to greet the Kala, which is a mashal, that there's so much rain, there's enough rain, that one drop hits the ground, and it bounces off the ground, and it goes back up. And by the time it's already going back up, there's already another drop coming down, and the two drops hit each other. So that's Mishiyatza Chasan Likres Kala. The one drop hits the other drop, like a Chasan going to greet his Kala. Which really is a little bit of a remez to that which the Sfaradim are naik to do, and I think Yekis as well, is that by a chasana, by the chuppah, so the chasan first walks down the aisle all the way to underneath the chuppah, and then when the kala goes down, so she goes only halfway, the chasan then comes back out to greet the kala, and brings the kala under the chuppah. So that chasan going back out to greet the kala, that's this mashal to the raindrop. The chasan is that first raindrop which goes, it gets to the chuppah, it hits the ground, and then it bounces back up, it greets the kala, it greets the next raindrop, and then they both go back to the chuppah together. That's this mashal to the chasan and the kala. I guess Rashkenazim, you have to just say that's dumb, it's just a mashal of two people greeting each other, like a chasan goes to greet a kala. So that's this mashal to, when you have that type of rain, that's when already when you can make a bracha on the rain. Now, my mevarich, what's the nusach bracha? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, you say, Ma'idam anachnu lach Hashem elokeinu al kol tipu, tipu she'radetu lanu. You say, thank you Hashem for every drop of rain that you bring down for us. Rabbi Yechonah Mesayim Bahachi, he would conclude the bracha as follows. Sounds familiar. We say a similar nusach by Nishmas, that ilufinu male shira kayam ulushashen ulushainenu rina kahamain golov v'chulu ad kel yazvunu rachamecha Hashem elokeinu v'lazvunu baruch roiv ha'idois. Says the Gemara that the bracha ends off Baruch Raiv Ha'idais, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does most things that we thank Him for. Raiv Ha'idais for the Kol Ha'idais, it's everything Hashem does for us. Amarava Ema Kel Ha'idais. So you should say the better nusach to use is Kel Ha'idais. And Amrav Papa, Rav Papa says, like he does so many times in Shas, that Hilkoch Neimreinu L'Tarvayu. Let's accomplish, let's do both, Kel Ha'idais V'Raiv Ha'idais. We'll say both, we'll say Kel Ha'idais and also Raiv Ha'idais. Now the Maisa, we'll conclude with this, the Maisa the place can bring, that in most places in the world where it rains all year, so we don't make this bracha. Since it rains the whole year, so we don't have this, I guess, excitement when it rains, and we do not make a birchas geshamim, even though it's a mefersha mishnah and bracha, it's on daf nintasim abeis, it says you make a bracha on the geshamim, so that's what it says in the Gemara over there. And Belamaisa, we don't make this bracha, at least in most places in the world, because it's not something that's so exciting, being that we have the rain all year. Where it is naigeya, where it should be naigeya, at least, is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, where you only really have a few months of the year where it rains, and especially if you have a year where it doesn't rain, and then all of a sudden you have Gashem, so it's a tremendous simcha, mamish gishmei bracha. We just had it this past year. We didn't have any significant rain until already Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It could be a rain, I don't remember, but definitely not a tefach thick, and not anything that you can make, a lid for a barrel. So we didn't have any revia, and it already hit Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we said according to Rabbi Yossi, that's already the revia shlishis. So it was time to fast, so they instituted and to add in a certain tefillah for Geshem and to Shemayin Esrei, and then Baruch Hashem, the next day it rained, and then the next day, and the next day, Mamash, it continued to rain for a few days straight. So the Shaila came up, so do we make a Birchas Geshamim? It was Mamash Negev, so we should make a Birchas Geshamim? So Lameisa, I looked around at the time, and I saw that by the Beis Hayra of Rav Moshe Brandsdorfer, so he put out a Haidah, he put out a letter, and he was quoting from his father, Rav Meir Brandsdorfer, the Knei Baisim. And he said that the minhag, even in Eretz Yisrael, is Lamaisa, says that we do not make the bracha. However, he gave an interesting etza. He said that by nishmas of that Shabbos, he said to be mechavin on the geshamim. Now, when you're saying nishmas kochayin, you're saying basically the same nusach of birchas geshamim. So he said to have in mind also the geshem. That was like the pshara between the two. Lamaisa, we don't make the bracha, but at least to have it in mind when saying nishmas.